Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at beaumonthealthks.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Joining us, covering the San Diego Padres. We've been wanting to set this up for a while.
Yeah, and a couple of years now.
Finally worked out, thanks to our friends at Hummel Casino, who are going to be sponsoring the segment all year long. It is a pleasure to welcome Dennis Lynn to the program this morning. D. Lynn, Woods and I, very happy to have you on. Good morning.
Thanks, guys, and I am honored to be here. It's been fun watching you guys over the last 7 years, build up a really strong community and following, and just honored to be a small part of it this year.
Oh, man, it was like, you know, big game hunting, trying to get Dennis Lynn to finally get this thing done, and to have you here. We bagged the elephant, Ben. Finally, Dennis Lynn is a Ben and Woods regular. Dennis, welcome to the program. Loved, was just perusing your latest piece talking about this pretty incredible start that the San Diego Padres have gotten off to. And I mean, you know, I would have been, again, I would have been happy against a really good Braves team. I would have been happy with a 2-2 record as they sit here today, 4-0, Dennis. Where do you kind of point the fingers at what's been so successful?
Well, I'm actually personally upset that Mike Schilt didn't use the term grit squad in all four games.
I know.
He only used it after the first two. So that was a big upset, personally, in my opinion. But, yeah, it looks like it really looks like a lot like the team we saw in the second half of last season. So if you go back to the All-Star break of 2024, they're 47-20, at least in the regular season. So that's pretty good, and that's going to ease a lot of the concerns that popped up over the offseason, a lot of noise, obviously, around the franchise and kind of a lack of buzz around the game. But if you win four games out of four against the Atlanta Braves, I know they're missing, you know, guys like Acuna and Spencer Strider and Sean Murphy, but that's still a very good team. I think that's something you can feel really good about and hang your hat on going forward.
Four games is not really long enough to establish a trend, but we did see some things, and I wanted to ask you a couple of whether you thought were real or not real. Like Luis Arraez going 0-13, not a trend, obviously, right? Dennis, we're all confident he's going to turn it around.
Yeah, I think you saw a couple of solid lineouts yesterday. You know, he's still happy, still bouncing around the clubhouse. I think Profar spiked him at first base yesterday, but he seemed to shake that off just fine, and I would expect, actually I'm banking on this since I predicted he's going to hit 360 this season. I would expect some four-hit games pretty soon here.
What about Jason Hayward? He's off to a slow start as well. That one, I mean, again, early, but a little more concerning. But we saw, I mean, David Peralta was on the verge of being dumped last year and then got hot as a veteran. Four games, you can't jump to any conclusions. But he looks a little more concerning with his at-bats.
Right, and this goes back a ways because, I mean, he's always been a really good defender. The bats, you know, ever since his rookie season, the bats never really quite been there, you know, at least on a consistent basis, and now he's 35, and he's only making $1 million. So the Padres don't have a lot to lose if they, you know, move on at some point, but I think, you know, they're going to ride this out a bit longer because, you know, there's a reason they put guys like him and Gurriel and Maldonado on the opening day roster, because if you don't, you kind of lose some depth right off the bat. no pun intended, but, you know, Connor Joe had a really solid spring. He's down in AAA because he had an option left. And, you know, if Jason Hayward doesn't pick it up at the plate a little bit, I think there's going to be some, you know, serious conversations about what the future of left field looks like in San Diego, at least in the short term.
Talking to The Athletic's Dennis Lynn here on Ben and Woods this morning. And D-Lynn, you've been covering this team a long time. When you look at how last year went, of course, you look how the season has started. You were there for spring training as well. You notice it too, right? It feels like this organization is a different organization than it was. Now, for us, for you, you know, you're covering the team. You're looking for something that you can write that's going to get eyeballs on it. Has it been a little bit more boring for you the last, you know, last season and then the first, you know, part of this year? Because it's been fairly quiet for us. You don't hear a lot of people upset. You don't see and hear a lot of players, you know, saying the wrong things like we all kind of used to.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's hard to call them a boring organization as long as AJ Preller's in charge. So that's always helped. I guess thank you, AJ.
100%.
Because he's going to do something, you know, on the trade market at times. So that's kept things interesting, but yeah, it's a good question. I think, you know, winning is not boring. Being a 500 team, just smack in the middle, unless, you know, you did it the way the Potters did it in 2023 out of riding a roller coaster like they did. That was not boring, but just being like a mediocre, you know, middle of the road team that doesn't have a GM looking to make some crazy moves all the time. That's boring in my book, but I think the Padres have kept things interesting and kept us all on their toes the last couple of years, just like they have pretty much the entire decade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I think, you know, some of the credit, a lot of the credit has to go to Mike Schilt. And, you know, in your experience covering Mike Schilt, I mean, you've seen it. You know, there's the homespun folksiness, the grit squad. You know, you kind of roll your eyes at times, but you can't deny, Dennis, that his message is working.
It's cutting through
with these players. And, you know, what has been your observations of Mike Schilt now in a season now plus with the San Diego Padres?
Well, number one, he's probably as hands-on of a manager as I've covered. Maybe the Padres needed that after, you know, Bob Melvin was more of a, you know, laid-back, kind of let the clubhouse run itself. Not that, you know, Mike doesn't, you know, let the clubhouse do that here, but he's, you know, he's got the daily ball talk sessions. He brought over from St. Louis. He's always encouraging guys to talk about the finer points of the game and go over what they, you know, did well and not as well from the previous night's game. And yeah, some guys might have, you know, rolled their eyes in the beginning at that, and, you know, some guys might still roll their eyes a little bit at some of the folksiness that you referred to and some of the hands-on nature of you know, his managerial style. But, you know, what guys love more than anything else is winning, and they've been winning since the All-Star break last year. So that's made it easier to buy in and just that attention to detail. I think, you know, after a while, it's really sunk in, and that's just kind of who they are now. So I think, yeah, credit does go to Mike Schilt for instilling just a very detailed, you know, fundamental approach to baseball. It's not reinventing the wheel, right? But it's just maybe those constant daily reminders of how the game should be played. And the Padres do play a little bit different style than other teams. And for them, I think just being different and also winning at the same time has made it easier for these players to really, you know, buy what he's selling.
You know, and Dennis Jackson Merrill talked about it. We talked about it. This team wanted to hit the ground running, is Jackson Merrill's quote. And you can't do any better than 4-0 in your first four games. I did think it was imperative that this team gets off to a hot start because, you know, if this team floundered and you're sitting there perched at 500, and they still very well may be. Baseball's very, very strange that way. They could very well be a 500 team in July. Dennis, then the questions, the real questions start jumping up. All right, well, Dylan Cease to a contender. Michael King to a contender, Luis Arraez to a contender, Robert Suarez, all of these things. Me personally, obviously, I want to see them go on a pretty tremendous run. I want to add players at the deadline like AJ Preller loves to do. It would be really weird to watch him punt away players at the deadline. But for now, have you heard anything at all about like a potential Eggy Rosario trade? I know they're looking right now. Anything else in the hopper that you can share?
Yeah, I think Eggy's drawn some interest. It's kind of I think it's hard kind of hard for some teams early this season, especially early in the season, every year really, to you know take chances so early on a guy or a guy from another team when they've just kind of formed their up and their roster. But yeah. there are teams like maybe the Marlins or rebuilding teams, White Sox, who might you know fit the bill for a guy like Eggy Rosario. I mean he's still young, still has a interesting skill set and would be a guy to maybe take a chance on. But yeah, to your larger point, the fast start for the Padres, I think they only have 105 games left until the trade deadline. Not that anyone's counting, but yeah, four wins here and there. That could, especially for a guy like AJ, who like you said, he loves going for it. He doesn't like trading guys away if he can help it. So four games can make a huge difference a few months from now.
Dennis, I still think, despite, you know, what an amazing start by Nick Pivetta yesterday and Randy Vasquez the day before, starting pitching depth is one of my biggest concerns about the Padres this season. You know, I'm not worried about Dylan Cease and Michael King, even though they didn't throw as well as the other two guys. Yeah. What are you kind of expecting from Kyle Hart today and just kind of how the season is going to progress here with these guys? You know, Yu Darvish making his return. I don't know if you've heard anything new. I heard long toss and kind of making the slow progressions, but just kind of the overall starting pitching situation now for the Padres.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Darvish is coming back anytime soon, although he's continuing to ramp up the intensity of his catch sessions. But yeah, they got Stephen Kolek down in AAA, had a good season debut with the El Paso Chihuahuas the other day. And yeah, outside of that, they do look pretty thin. But yeah, you know, Nick Pivetta pitching well helps in his debut very well, actually. And as far as Kyle Hart goes, I think the Padres, if they get, you know, what's considered by most definitions, just a solid number five starter in the majors, they'd be very happy with that because back in 2020, he made four very forgettable appearances for the Boston Red Sox. Now, that's a very small sample and kind of a weird environment back then, but I know he's definitely aware of his career ERA in the majors and he wants to change that. And just, you know, being a, you know, 4.5 ERA kind of guy, if the Padres get that, I think both the Padres and Kyle Hart would be pretty happy with that.
Man, Dennis, I got to tell you, it was worth the wait, my friends. Get used to it. Every single Monday, we'll be joined by Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Thank you so much for your time, and looking forward to next Monday already, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it, and I am really looking forward to it as well.
Welcome to
awesome.
The family.
And, yes, sir. I think Paulie will have a new open for us probably by next week. We'll work on that. But for now, thanks to Dennis Lynn for joining us, and thanks to Hamul Casino Resort for sponsoring the segment each week. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort with gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.